Bob, what do you think about this whole thing about Rudy Giuliani challenge and all of that? Can you sum up again what Ion is saying beyond the fact that it's going to be, there's going to be civil war?
Look, you know, all you have to do is remember I'm at the center of it. How am I at the center of Giuliani and Sidney Powell? Is Ion's been putting secret documents on Sidney Powell's nightstand for about 8 months now.
Oh,
okay,
you know,
now listen to this, Greg. I don't think you know this, Greg.
Yeah.
So I have an assistant in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, Sidney Powell's going to put her stuff into the court. She didn't do it till late at night. But my assistant got an email from Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, they're the two radical lawyers, asking him to come to her or his office. I don't know which office he went to. So he goes there. And he walks in, he never met them, he doesn't know why they want him there, and the first thing Sidney Powell says, is Bob going to be with us? Can we count on Bob's support? This scared the shit out of him. Like, he didn't, what? And so he sort of panicked. He says, I don't know, he's the boss, I don't know what he thinks, I'll have to get back to him. And so we heard from him later in the day, and I discussed it with JW, and we said, we should say we're supporting them. Even though we were putting stuff on the nightstand, and she knows that, and she knows what Ion is, and so when she said, is Bob supporting us, she knew is Ion, or the mystery force, I don't know if she understands what Ion is, because she's listened to the show, was here one night on the phone, Ion said, Sidney Powell's here, and I didn't know what he was really meaning. Anyways, she knows we're a big factor in this revolution, and, so you ask me, what do I think of Giuliani? Yeah. Well, they work for us.
Oh, okay. So what about Jenna Ellis?
I think she's okay. I mean, they didn't fire her. She never was a member of the team. Now, Trump, apparently, I kind of remember this,
what
but
do you
not
mean
too
she's not a member of the team? She's. I saw a great video today.
No, listen, let me just tell you the facts, Greg. I don't care what you saw. Listen to this. The first, when Trump announced Sidney Powell, he said, apparently people told me that she was on the team. That was the first time people heard about it. That's many weeks ago. So then she shows up at the press conference with Jenna and Joseph, the Joseph guy, and Giuliani. Okay, a few days later, Trump puts out a statement saying that they are distancing themselves from her. They're not involved and she's not on the team. And she quickly retweeted back, I agree, I never was on the team, there's no written agreement, nothing, I didn't get paid for anything. And she didn't say, I'm a volunteer, but that's what was implied. I'm just a volunteer. Meanwhile, I'm carrying on my own. And so, the reason, okay, what was the theory that...
That was Sidney Powell.
Oh, yeah, that's the theory. Here's the theory. Or people came on and said, because the media jumped on and said, what an asshole, she's stupid, even Trump, who's an idiot, was embarrassed by her, and all this stuff. And people came on, same people said, no. Trump cannot, as president, go after electing officials, but Sidney can. So she must make it official, and they must make it official. She has nothing to do with them because they had implied it, I guess, in the first day that she was on the Trump team, which maybe Trump did on purpose. He's always playing with the media, so that they would start freaking out and claiming she was fired to draw attention to them. So then Sidney puts her stuff in on Wednesday, and she's got the word district misspelled and all these misspellings, and everybody's saying, what an idiot. And I said, no, she did that to get attention for the fucking loss charges. And that was true. I agreed that she did that to get attention, because otherwise there'd be no coverage of her court action.
She got CNN to talk about that document by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very smart.
Well,
I mean, they know a lot. Now, I know what she knows. Holy shit, what she knows is incredible. And she's had it for years. But anyways, they, you know, she and Trump, they're fucking, they don't believe the media. They know they're a bunch of jerks. So they don't mind playing with them. They're not trying to be respectable citizens within the media. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck about it. They know they're criminals.
Right.
So they'll do anything in front of the media.
Well, they have you ever heard of OAN?
Yes, that's the network Newsmax. They're the upstart, ridiculous media. And you didn't hear me. I asked Ian about it. I said, why is Newsmax? Ian was saying that Tucker Carlson, the three men, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, and maybe someone else, were going to survive the plague. Ian said, we're going to keep them alive. So then I said, what about Don Lemon and whatever else name I said there? And he said, no, they'll be dead soon, very fast. And I said, so there you are, Ian, keeping the Fox News alive, the Fox figures, and killing the CNN. You're biased. And I said, no, we don't care about either of them. We're going to hook up Newsmax. And I said, well, I looked at them recently, and their women anchor reporters are really immature and silly amateurs. And he said, well, if you go back and look at Fox in 1996 when Roger Ailes took it over, that's the way Fox was. He says, you didn't watch it. You don't know this. And I said, yes, I heard about how feeble it was, but I didn't do anything to watch it. And he said, then Roger Ailes said, we got to get some spice in here, and he brought in prostitutes or whatever, and they were the news anchors. So it got better. And he says, we're going to do the same to Newsmax. They're going to spice up the dolls who are going to be there.
Well, exactly. I tuned in today. I saw a thing. Jenna Ellis gives an update. I put a link on the chat thing. Jenna Ellis gives an update on Team Trump's legal fight against election corruption.
I know, and she's also, when she spoke, Greg, she was really exuding confidence. Very, very powerful person.
She was good.
I saw that.
She was good in this video. I thought she was very good.
Now, the thing is, Greg, she and I don't know about Giuliani, even Ian says he's a bit of a flake, but Sydney and her, these are very brave people.
Yes, very.
And you look up Sydney, there's hardly anything on her. And I said to Ion, is she married? And he said, yes. And I said, but there's no indication of it. And he says, no, that's kept top secret. She knows that her husband and son and daughters would be killed a long time ago. She knows, and so she doesn't tell anybody where she's staying. I'd be interested in how she keeps her life secret. As Ian said the other day, we've been 100% right about what we said starting a year ago up to now. The whole goal of Trump is to get a constitutional convention. And so what's going to happen, it doesn't matter who. Ian said there's not going to be an election. And he meant by that the last president was Obama, so that the 2016 election was all Dominion software ruined. And as he said tonight on my private thing, Hillary and them fucked up. It didn't work in 2016. They even had a UFO invasion planned. That's a side thing. But the point is, the tech body outdid them in 2016. So here you are in 2020. Tech body's running everything, and they're going to make this fake election, but it isn't really going to be election. And Ian said that Trump would win by a landslide. He'd win 49 states to 1. Hawaii would be the one welfare state that would go Democratic. So then when Biden supposedly won that morning, everybody's saying, well, Ian said there'd be a landslide. And Ian. And so I asked Ian, what do you say to that? And Ian said, we didn't say landslide. That requires electoral votes. They said 49 states to 1. States applies to a constitutional convention. So Ian fooled everybody. Nobody noticed that he said states rather than electoral seats or whatever, or just an election, 49 states to 1. So Ian knew. So then a few days before the election, now this was read on the show, I said, will Trump win the election? No. Will Biden win the election? No. So that was Ian's last statement a few days before the, 5 days before the election, say. And, but on the record had been landslide, 49 to 1. Everybody thought that was Electoral College landslide. But Ian also said there'd be no election. So after the election, I'll continue. Then Ian said, because it wouldn't get resolved, there would start to be a civil war. If they said Biden won, the Trumpers would really get mad. If Trump won, the Biden was going to happen, get mad. So Ian said there's going to be a war regardless of who wins. And it'll go to the Supreme Court, and they won't be able to resolve it, and then they'll get a constitutional convention, which is what Trump wants. And tonight, Scott interviewed or interacted with Ion, you might want to hear it in the archives, for a long time, and Ion spelled out the details of how we're going to get to the constitutional convention. It's a technicality involving the governors and legislatures, and a whole bunch of other details, and we actually know more about it now because of Scott's questioning of Ian about it. So that's the latest tonight. So now we're back at this indecision and craziness, and Sidney Powell's got the goods that they could at some point keep Trump in. The election will be canceled, but I don't know what happens if the election is canceled, or, you know, do they do another one? I don't know if Ian said anything about that. So it's up in the air, and Ian says it's also wacky because I got Bert to read William Irwin Thompson and a few other people, we turned the world upside down again. Ian just says, don't read Thompson, but I fucked it up.
Yeah, stopped in my tracks.
Yeah, so nobody's reading Thompson now. We're waiting, seeing how much Bob damaged everything. We don't know how the electional things, but Trump is in on it, and Trump says the other day he said they were saying, would you leave on January 21st? He says, yeah, of course I'd leave, but a lot's going to happen between now and then, which is exactly what Ian said. And the other thing that's going to happen is everybody's going to start dying. So Ian says over the next year, the seats will be all altered because so many people have died. So it's going to be total chaos for 2 years, 24 months.
Okay.
Ending with the fucking end of the world. As Ian says, you know, by January, people won't give a fuck who's president. They'll be dying. Okay, so that's a projection. And then there's the chaos of the stuff that Sidney and Trump have for evidence, and they want to lose on the local state legislature levels, whatever claims they put in. They want that loss because that's the only way that they can get to Supreme Court. And when they get to Supreme Court, which might happen within 2 weeks, they're going to fucking bring out what they've got. And nobody will be able to deal with it. It'll be too shocking. The Supreme Court, some people suggest to me, will be nervous. Scott Adams said this, and they don't want us to have a civil war. So they'll give up, and it'll go to a constitutional convention. They won't make a decision, or they'll make a soft decision and hope that holds. But Ian says, no, the people ain't going to take it on both sides. So there's going to be a war, a chaos or whatever, and it'll go to the Supreme Court, and they won't be able to decide. And then go to the Constitutional Convention, which is what Trump, he in a way, he went in to become president for that purpose, you know, 5 years ago.
Right from the beginning, Ian has said that the thing that will keep Trump in office is that events and circumstances will get so out of hand in the states that they'll just be grateful there's someone there who wants to do the job.
Yeah.
So that's the period we're approaching now, which will change everything. This whole election discussion will, you know, become one of many discussions.
Yeah. It'll be chaotic. And here we have had quite a lot of startling things the last few months, but Ian says we have not seen anything yet. Anything. Well, how does he say it? You ain't seen nothing yet, is what Ian said. So what the hell would that be, Greg? You got to think beyond the proper bureaucratic step-by-step bullshit. It ain't going to happen. And then there's the aliens. Greg, that in the middle of this, I meet with the aliens, and we have an official presentation on 60 Minutes or The View or something, some TV show.
Hey, you know you're wrong.
You don't doubt that, did you say?
Okay.
No, I don't. No, I don't doubt that at all.
Here comes Ion.
Okay, go get
Ion.
Go get Barrett.
Oh, Ion. Come to save us.
So what was my last little words I was saying there when Ian came in? I said, oh, yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet, Greg. So, you know, it's going to be really amazing what's going to happen.